This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Last week we talked about fake news sites on the internet, and we kind of want to continue that discussion a little bit. Some websites are not necessarily fake, but you have to be a little concerned about where they're coming from. There's a community on the West Coast in California, where Chevron has a big presence, and Chevron has started a local news site. You can only imagine the spin that they might have. And there are cities, I believe, that have tried to start publishing their own newspaper, publish, so to speak, do an online newspaper. And again, while it's not a fake news site per se, I'm not sure I would consider that to be a legitimate news site either.
It was definitely not by an objective, neutral party. When you have a corporation that's putting together these stories, and this example that we're citing in Richmond, California, this is Chevron, this is big oil, this is big business, and people need to kind of scrutinizing their media sources. But in their defense, I suppose, when they're the only game in town and newspapers have left town and are declining in droves, this is where they're becoming opportunistic, and you have a major employer that's trying to fill the void and giving people, the residents in Richmond, California, the news that apparently they still hunger and thirst for because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah, I don't consider this journalism at all. This is a mouthpiece for their PR firm, and that's solely what this is. This site has been used to attack investigative reporting projects, introduce friendly Chevron reps. I mean, the list goes on. This is PR. This is not news. This is not journalism.
No, not at all. But they're very opportunistic is what they're doing, and they're trying to pose themselves as being a neutral and objective journalist. And people need to see beyond the surface what this really is.
And this is the side effect of when the economy and what it's doing to journalists and doing to journalism businesses. And you are losing people who used to cover town events, the city council, the police reports, all the different types of things that people rely on a daily basis, and they're filling the void that's left behind.
Well, just look at Macomb. When I came to town, you had two commercial radio stations along with Tri-State's Public Radio. There were, I believe there was just one newspaper, the Macomb Journal at the time, but the Peoria Journal-Star also had a reporter based out of Macomb. A few years later, the Macomb Eagle was resurrected. And, of course, once in a while, you have television crews from Quincy or the Quad Cities coming to Macomb. So you had a lot of coverage. And now, at least in town, there are commercial radio stations, but they have absolutely no news presence whatsoever.
Yeah, no news staff.
You have the McDonough County Voice, which succeeded the Macomb Journal, but there's no Peoria Journal Star reporter based here anymore. The Eagle ended up getting folded into the Voice and a consolidation, and there's really not the same level. You don't have the same amount of reporters keeping eyes on things in this town as you once did. And you have to worry in some towns where maybe they lose all of their local media at some point. There's just not enough revenue to support local media. And then you're susceptible to something like this where city government might come in and start its own news site, or a large employer, a big corporation will come in and do something like this.
And that's a scary thing because apparently it's succeeding according to this story and how Chevron is able to gain subscribers. And people are hungering and thirsting for this news, and they want something to stay informed, and they need some kind of a vehicle to do that. And they're accepting and not scrutinizing or questioning a corporation going into the news business, which they should absolutely be doing and really shouldn't be tolerating, because I agree, as Jasmine said, this is definitely a mouthpiece and PR. This is not objective journalism and not providing the democratic situation and circumstances that we should be calling for.
But we've seen corporations meddling in major television networks too. Mm-hmm. Maybe not to this extent, but there must be some sort of influence. Even when you see the head of CBS talking about the Donald Trump campaign being good for ratings. are we concerned about journalism at that point, or are we concerned about the ad revenue we're bringing in?
Probably the latter, unfortunately. But maybe our industry has sold our soul just for the sake of trying to keep our heads above water. It shouldn't be that way, but selling out seems to be what's happening here, maybe especially in Richmond, California.
Well, I sure worry about that, is that selling of the soul of journalists out there. It's not because journalists are money hungry, because I tell you what, we're not making that kind of money at all. It's really something that you have a passion for when you get into it, because no one really wants to tell the sad stories, but sometimes they have to be told. And when you get mouthpieces like this, you're not going to have reality. You're going to have something that has a very positive spin for whatever company is putting it out. And that's I think, harmful to the American public. The American public has to want to have good journalism. I mean, that's part of our foundation of our democracy, is to know the truth and have reporters out there getting that information.
Well, they have to want it, but they also have to be willing to support it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound like a public radio membership drive here, but, you know, subscribe to your local newspaper, support your local media in whatever way you can, because they're the ones who are going to legitimately tell you what's going on.
And I was just going to add to that, not only want it, but demand it. Mm-hmm. They deserve that and should have that and should demand of a neutral, traditional media outlet to provide this, and not coming from some kind of an opportunist corporation like this.
The Chevron example, and this is not a direct parallel, but it almost kind of reminds me of the old Pullman Village in Chicago, where the Pullman train car company, basically ran this neighborhood or this village and really controlled everything in people's lives. And that the Chevron example just reminds me of that.
Sure, yeah. Company towns, and we you know what happened to those. So think about it in that way. I think that's an apt comparison.
With that, we're going to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.